Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Mills' third quarter 2018 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, there will be a question-and-answer session when further instructions will be provided. Should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star zero. I would like to remind you that this conference call is being recorded and simultaneously translated into English. Questions can be asked also by participants connected from abroad. This recording will be available at the company's website at www.mills.com.br/ri. This conference call is being broadcast simultaneously over the web and can also be accessed through the company's website at www.mills.com.br/ri. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that might be made during this conference call relative to the company's business perspective and projections are based on expectations of the Mills management relative to the future of the company. Such expectations are subject to macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. Today, we have here with us Mr. Sergio Kariya, CEO of the company, Mr. James Guerreiro, CFO and IRO, and Ms. Camila Conrado, Head of Investor Relations and Governance. To start the presentation of the third quarter 18, I turn the floor to the CEO of the company, Mr. Sergio Kariya. Mr. Kariya, go ahead. Good day, everyone. We thank you for your interest and for joining us in this conference call to discuss Mills' third quarter 18 results. As we can see on slide 3, third quarter and year-to-date results reflect a recovery moment for the company. The year-to-date result of the rental business unit, which accounts for 77% of the company's net revenue from equipment rental, stems from our commercial strategies, among them the gradual recovery of our prices and diversification of our client base to include important segments of the economy, such as industrial clients and services. Our construction has seen very low economic activity. Civil construction showed a reduction of 2.4% reduction in the second quarter of 18. A recent study published by ABDIB, Brazilian Association of Infrastructure and Base Industries, showed that since 2010, the sector has been scrapped due to structural and context-related factors. Investment in infrastructure totaled 110.4 billion in 2017, 34% lower than the peak reached in 2014 of 166.7 billion BRL. Still, according to the study, we would need investments of at least 284 billion reals per year, or 4.3% of the GDP, in the next 10 years for the country to eliminate the bottlenecks of the sector. The infrastructure sector is also being more impacted by the interruption of important projects in the country, such as highways and urban mobility projects, and even with the uncertainty of the new projects to be relaunched by the new federal and state governments taking office next year. So we continue focused on the objective to achieve cash break-even for this business unit in 2019. We would also like to highlight the signing on September the 25th of a preliminary and non-binding memorandum of understanding between Mills and Solaris and the controlling shareholders of both companies. This MOU sets the preliminary terms and conditions for a potential combination of the businesses. With Solaris, we will strengthen our leading position in the equipment rental industry and will be better positioned to address the growth prospects and profitability for the company. With potential synergies and optimization of operations generating more value to our shareholders, we will keep the market informed about the unfolding of this deal. Now, to speak more specifically about our quarterly results, I turn the floor to James Guerreiro, our CFO and IRO. Good day, everyone. We'd also like to thank you all for joining us today. Please go to slide 4. To start, as mentioned in our earnings release, in the third quarter of 2018, The company reevaluated the way in which we disclose the results of sales of immobilized rental assets as scrap, previously reported as other operating revenues. We concluded that in order to better present this, these transactions should be reclassified as revenue from sales and services and as costs of products sold and services rendered. In this way, the values for 2018 and 17 disclosed here are already restated with no impact whatsoever on the company's results. Net revenue in the quarter was down 7% compared to the prior quarter, mainly because of lower revenues, lower rental revenues, indemnification, and sale of scrap in the construction business unit, reflecting lower economic activity of the sector. The rental business unit contributed with 68% of the company's total net revenue in the quarter as a result of our strategy to diversify our client base and of the gradual recovery of prices as mentioned by Korea. Rented volume and price mix remained stable in this unit. The revenue generated by the sale of semi-new equipment in the rental business unit was reduced this quarter and will continue in this declining trend because there are only 10 telescopic handlers left to be sold along the year of 2018, in line with our strategy of total divestment of this fleet. Please go to slide 5. Costs of goods sold and services rendered, excluding depreciation, totaled 37.1 million reals in the third quarter of 2018, 19% lower than the previous quarter. Such reduction is due mainly to lower scrap selling costs and lower personnel costs, both resulting from the resizing plan for the construction business unit, which is in its final stage. In the SG&A analysis, excluding depreciation and ADD, we can observe a 4.5% increase quarter on quarter, mainly stemming from the beginning of the provision, referring to the variable compensation program for 2018, amounted to 2.5 million reals in the quarter. The targets for the year are adjusted EBITDA, free cash flow, and other specific targets. On slide 6, we detail non-recurring items, in other words, those resulting from companies restructuring actions and liabilities of the industrial services business unit sold in 2013. Such actions are in line with our strategy to resize the construction business unit, as broadly mentioned. For 2018, we intend to shut down 4 warehouses with approximately 40% reduction when compared to the end of last year. We are going to be focused on light real estate. So we are going to have 4 construction warehouses, one in Rio de Janeiro, one in São Paulo, one in Bahia, and one in Rio Grande do Sul, maintaining our nationwide presence. Restructuring-related expenses bearing a cash effect will be paid by the sale of used or scrap equipment of the segment. In the third quarter 18, we reassessed the results of the sale of used equipment of the construction business unit was part of the resizing plan for this unit. So now we started to consider the respective revenues and costs as non-recurring items with a negative impact of 4 million reals on the adjusted EBITDA of the year, but with no impact whatsoever in the P&L of the company. On slide 7, we reconcile rental net revenue with adjusted EBITDA, excluding non-recurring items, which totaled 10.3 million BRL in the quarter. 700,000 reais higher year-on-year and 400,000 reals higher quarter-on-quarter for the reasons previously explained. On slide 8, we show the evolution of our provision for allowance of doubtful debts, as previously mentioned in prior quarters. As of January 2018, ADD started to be calculated according to the methodology defined by IFRS 9, considering the balance of each one of the aging bands in the average percentage received in the last 12 mobile months. Up until 2017, ADD was calculated as percentages of receivables past due, 50% up to 60 days past due, and more than 50% over 120 days past due. In the quarter, we posted a positive ADD of 1.6 million BRL, resulting from a greater provision reversal. The company continues to work to reduce its delinquency rate and spares no effort at all levels to collect payment on past due invoices. As can be seen on slide 9, Mills adjusted operating cash flow in the third quarter totaled 24.2 million reals and was up 84.8% quarter on quarter, positively impacted by the settlement of one-off PIS and COFINS tax credits amounting to 3 million BRL and to more payments received from clients in the period. Year to date, adjusted operating cash flow is 50 million reals. On slide 10, we find information on our indebtedness. In August 2018, we amortized the first annual portion of the second series of the second debentures issuance in the amount of 36.4 million reals, plus the IPCA monetary restatement and interests. And in the quarter, with a gross debt of 181 million reals. As a guarantee for the debentures, we maintain 50% of the respective remaining balance in a reserve account. In other words, approximately 88 million BRL on September 30th of 2018. Also considering the company's cash and cash equivalents amounting to 50 million BRL, we ended the third quarter of 2018 with 138 million in cash and so a net debt of 43 million reals, which represents 86% of Mills' adjusted operating cash generation in the last 9 months. 69% of Mills' debt is short-term and 31% long-term. With a weighted average maturity of 1.1 year at an average cost of CDI plus 3.03% per annum. On slide 11, we highlight our covenants, which are within the expected range. On slide 12, we present our historical data since the year 2010. On the following slides, we also detail some information about the performance of each business unit. To conclude, I would like to stress that we believe that we have overcome the worst moments of this very long crisis. We remain confident that we will now enter a cycle of better results. With this, we end this presentation and remain available for questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Well, the Q&A session is closed. I would like to turn the floor to Mr. Sergio Kariya for his final remarks. Mr. Kariya, you may begin. Dear all, I would like to thank all of you for participating in this conference call to discuss Mills' earnings result for the third quarter 18. The company's IR team remains available to answer any further questions you might have or to provide further clarification. Thank you. That does conclude Mills' conference call for today. Ladies and gentlemen, the audio of this conference call for replay and the slides presentation will be available at the company's website at www.mills.com.br/IR. Thank you very much for your participation.